Live with Sam and Harrison
on Red Radio,
broadcasting live 24/7.
So, I want to talk about this man, George C. Parker, right? So, he's an American con man. He was born on the 16th of March in 1860. So, basically what this guy did is, for 30 years, he sold the Brooklyn Bridge twice a week for $50,000. Between $50 and $50,000 to tourists. So, I don't know if you can imagine, back you see this guy wearing his top hat, his suit, and he walks up to tourists and he's like, here's the Brooklyn Bridge, it's yours for $50,000. I mean, would you ever buy the Brooklyn Bridge for $50,000? Do you think you're ever that gullible, Jet?
No, I mean, that seems like a fantastic deal to me. I mean, the worth of the Brooklyn Bridge must be hundreds of millions of dollars. For just $50,000 for the whole Brooklyn Bridge.
For $50 sometimes, you could just you have the right to the Brooklyn Bridge. So,
you know, I would take the car. The cars on the bridge must be worth enough to pay that off. You're like, yeah, this is my private property.
Everybody's cars on here is mine. I'm impounding it. It's mine. So, this guy, what he also did, as he sold the Brooklyn Bridge, like twice a week, so he finds a new person, a new tourist, twice a week, sells them the Brooklyn Bridge. And then what they do, they go put up toll gates on the Brooklyn Bridge. So there are these tourists, I don't know where from, probably from like England or something, they're tourists here, putting up toll gates on the Brooklyn Bridge to toll people going past a public bridge, which they apparently own, inverted commas, which they just bought for $50,000. I mean, it's amazing.
So, yeah. I can imagine.
This guy was also an even bigger con man, because he also ran some Ponzi schemes. So, for those of you that don't know how Ponzi schemes works, is you basically go up to like two people and you say, give me 10 Rand now, I'll give you 12 Rand later. Then you go to four people and you say, give me 8 Rand now, I'll give you 10 Rand later. So then you keep on getting more money, and then you pay the people above in the tiers, and then you basically, you don't actually make money. You're just taking other people's money and taking other people's money and giving it to other people. Now, the problem with these is what happens when you run out of people. I mean, you must have done some like serious things, walking around, be like, yeah, I'll just trust me, I'll bring you your money in a week. But then you run out of people, and then you can't pay off your Ponzi scheme. The people above you start getting angry, police get involved, and then, yeah, I don't know. And then there's pyramid schemes. What do you feel on pyramid schemes? And the whole thing is like, sell this amount of stuff, you get to raise your tier.
I think pyramid schemes can be, I think, very rewarding for some people. I've seen some people, they love pyramid schemes. It gives them something to do. I mean, the problem is when they don't make a profit, but some people are making a profit. I think the biggest problem with pyramid schemes is when the products are like rubbish sometimes, but everyone's just so invested in it and believes so strongly that the product is fantastic. Like, there was a thing called
essential oils.
It was a new skin.
New skin.
It was a multi-level
pyramid scheme.
So what they did was they basically had these, like, they sold toothpaste and cream, and somehow my mother got to buying one of these products from, I think, someone at her office, and it was
like a level
rubbish.
3 distributor.
Did
she just buy?
No, she just bought her. She just bought her one cream and one toothpaste, both of which were absolute garbage.
So I think it's, they did some research and they said, some people did some research and they said, you're only actually benefiting from a pyramid scheme if you're in the top 3 tiers. So if you're not in the top 3 tiers, you're not going to be making money or gaining any benefits from pyramid schemes or in New Skin's place in multi-level marketing. So it's all just like, and also when they're selling products that don't like actually mean anything.
Yeah, that's the problem with the pyramid schemes. You can only have 13 levels, and if there's 5 people per level, I mean 5 people at the top level, once you're on 13 levels, that's the whole world. That's every human being on the planet in your pyramid scheme, 13 levels.
Yeah, so on the 13th level, there's not enough, people in the world to run the pyramid scheme, yeah. And then, so this guy, the one that sold the Brooklyn Bridge twice a week for around $50,000, got sent to jail. And what he did is when he was in jail at Sing Sing Prison, that's also a funny name for a prison, Sing Sing Prison.
What a name. I feel like living in the 1800s must have been pretty cool. That guy selling bridges, Sing Sing Prison.
Sing Sing Prison sounds pretty cool. But anyway, what this guy did is he stole the sheriff's hats and jackets and just walked out of the prison. And then he got caught and sentenced to life. A sentence for life in Sing Sing Prison.